This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The countdown to the AFC and NFC championship games are on. And joining us to talk about it is Brian Baldinger, host and analyst for the NFL Network. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, Newell, thanks for having me. It's good to be with you again.
Brian, I can't think of two more epic games than the Patriots versus the Chiefs, the Rams versus the Saints. There's so many interesting characteristics to both of these games. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
Well, that's what you're supposed to get when you get the final four teams still standing here. That's what it's supposed to be, Newell. And sometimes we get it right, and then sometimes, you know, you get a team that sneaks in there and they kind of stink it up. But I think we got the four best teams right now. They've been consistently good all year. And there's a lot of differences from the quarterbacks to the coaches to the organizations. So I think this has been, you know, pretty much the four best teams for most of the year. So we should have great action and great theater and great entertainment. And that's kind of what it's all about.
Real quick, your thought on the AFC, because we really only care about the NFC in New Orleans, right? But you got the Patriots.
You won't care about that when you win, New Orleans.
Right.
You won't care about that game.
You know, we got the Patriots with, you know, the age quarterback, I guess, for lack of a better term. And then we have the Chiefs with youth.
Well, you always start with the quarterbacks, Newell. You always start with, you know, who's taking the ball, who has the ball in their hand every play, and that's the quarterbacks. And so Tom Brady's been doing it longer and better than anybody that's ever done it. And then we've got the most exciting player in the whole sport, in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he has not had a bad game yet, not one. He has gone through 17 games now, and he kind of looks like that kid that you just want to buy him an ice cream cone. He looks so young, and you know, and he's just so refreshing, you know, in this whole business. It's just refreshing. He just plays the game differently than everybody, and he plays it without any fear. And then the other guy just knows how to rip your lungs out of your chest. So, from that standpoint, I mean, you got the young and the old. And who still stands at the end of Sunday?
Absolutely. So when we talk about the Rams and the Saints, obviously they've met twice already this year, once in the preseason, once in a regular season. The Week 9 game was an exciting game, but a lot has happened since Week 9. What do you expect to see on Sunday?
Well, that was a barn burner. I mean, the Saints jumped out to a big lead, and then the Rams caught up, and then, you know, it was real close there at 38-35 with 4.5 minutes to go, and then Drew Brees found Michael Thomas for a 72-yard touchdown, which basically put the nail in that coffin that day. I think both teams have changed quite a bit. The last time they played, this kid C.J. Anderson wasn't even on the roster of the Rams, and now he looks like he's their best runner. He was on Saturday night against the Cowboys. He has been the last 3 weeks. And so they're going to see a steady dose of Todd Gurley, who they saw in the first game, and this C.J. Anderson, and how they kind of defend them is going to be a big part. They did a good job against Todd Gurley in that first game, real good job. They held him to 68 yards and kind of limited him. So the Cowboys couldn't stop that 1-2 punch last week, and I think the Rams are going to kind of bring that same formula into the Superdome on Sunday.
You know, there's been a lot of talk that one of the challenges for the Saints is to make sure that Drew is able to get rid of the ball as quick as he typically does, and it seems as though the Rams want him to hold on to it a little longer. Is that how you see this shake out as well?
Well, we got to see. I mean, last week the Eagles played a lot of zone defense, and it kind of the Saints got up to a slow start, and then they adjusted, and then Michael Thomas got hot, and they couldn't guard him. But you know, the Rams couldn't guard Michael Thomas either. In fact, nobody can guard him. His Twitter handle is, you know, you can't guard Mike. and when he is in trouble, when Drew, you know, feels pinched and they need a play and it's third down, he goes to Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara, and he's been doing it for 2 years in a row now. And so Michael Thomas has caught 137 passes in 17 games this year. Nobody has done that in the whole league. And so how do the Rams, they draft, and it's interesting because the Rams this offseason went out and got Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters at corner to be able to handle a guy like Michael Thomas. And they weren't very good at slowing him down the first game. But that's their assignment on Sunday, is to slow Michael Thomas down.
So if you had to pick the one player, obviously, other than the quarterback on either team, who is the guy that needs to stand out for the Saints, whether it be offense or defense, and the same for the Rams?
Well, I'm a big fan of Marshawn Lattimore, a huge fan since he came into the league. I thought he'd be the defensive rookie of the year last year, and he was. He had two interceptions last week, one that ended the game and one that turned the tide of the game. And, you know, this Jared Goff, who he's going to see, there's certain things about him that he's not a pinpoint passer all the time. And I'm sure Marshawn Lattimore is thinking, that's the guy that I can go and pick off and end a rally, end a scoring drive, whatever it is. And so that's the one guy I would look for from the Saints, for sure. And then, you know, the one guy that you have to pay attention to every play, if you're the Saints offense, is Aaron Donald. And the Saints did a good job against him in that Week 9 matchup. But no matter what you try to do to him, he's going to find a way. It's like squeezing Jell-O, Newell. I mean, he's just going to find an opening, and he's going to find a way to get to Drew. And when he gets there, he causes a lot of damage. You know, I mean, he gets the ball out of quarterback's hands, and he causes fumbles. I mean, he's just a disruptive human being. And so that's his job on Sunday, and that's the guy they got to pay attention to.
And I'm going to put you on the spot again. Like, you picked the right team last week. We hope that you pick the right team this week.
Well, if that's the spot, I've got to – you put me on the spot here. No, I'm going to go with the Saints and Houdat Nation. I think they can play better than they played last week, and I think they will play better. And I think it's going to be a tough atmosphere for the Rams. And they know it. They know Jared Goff knows it. Everybody knows it. It doesn't mean that you can, you know, prepare for it any better. They know the atmosphere, and that's part of it, but they're used to that. But I think the Saints are a better overall team. I think they're still extremely hungry from the way it ended last year, and I think they're anxious to move on after Sunday to Atlanta.
Well, we're going to go with that. Brian, thank you so much. As always, we really appreciate your time. And the talk here is to create mayhem in the Dome on Sunday.
All right, Newell, go start that. Start that process.
Will do. We're working on it. Thanks so much for joining us. Okay. We really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.